Tonight, step into the shadowed past of 1940s Los Angeles to unravel the mystery of the Black Dahlia murder. This infamous case, featuring the brutal and unsolved killing of Elizabeth Short, has puzzled detectives and captivated the public for decades. As we dissect the clues and confront the dark side of Hollywood glamour, join us on a journey through a web of intrigue, suspicion, and a mystery that surrounds one of the most haunting, unsolved cases in American history. Welcome to Cryptic Dish, your new go-to spot for all things mysterious. I'm here to take you on an adventure into the unknown. From spooky unsolved crimes to mind-boggling historical puzzles. And trust me, you won't want to miss a moment. But before we dive in, here's a super quick favor to ask. Make those like and subscribe buttons your new best friends and give that notification bell a welcomed hug. It's your ticket to never missing out on any of our mysterious journeys. So are you ready to explore the cryptic and the curious? Let's get started. In the early morning hours of January 15, 1947, a chilling scene unfolded in a vacant lot on the outskirts of Los Angeles, marking the beginning of one of the most infamous murder cases in American history. The body of a young woman found bisected at the waist, drained of blood, and posed with macabre precision, her face slashed from the corners of her mouth towards her ears in a grotesque smile. This gruesome discovery was made by a local mother walking her child in Limert Park, initially mistaking the body for a discarded mannequin. She soon realized the horrifying truth and contacted the police. The scene that greeted authorities was one of calculated brutality. The victim's body was washed clean, her intestines tucked neatly under her buttocks, and her severed parts were laid about a foot apart, creating a disturbing display. The victim was soon identified as Elizabeth Short, later dubbed the Black Dahlia in the press, a moniker inspired by her jet black hair and the popular film noir movie. Short's lifeless form told a silent, grim story of her last moments, with the precision of her injuries indicating a killer with a methodical approach and possibly medical knowledge. The Black Dahlia murder quickly captivated the public and press, both horrified and fascinated by the details of the crime. The investigation into her death would unfold against the backdrop of post-war Los Angeles, a city teeming with optimism yet shadowed with dark realities of crime and corruption. The initial investigation focused on the meticulous nature of the crime scene. The lack of blood at the location indicated that Elizabeth Short had been killed elsewhere and her body subsequently moved. This detail, among others, pointed to a premeditated act carried out with a chilling intent and forethought. As news of the murder spread, it ignited a media frenzy, with newspapers sensationalizing the details and the police under immense pressure to solve the case. The Black Dahlia murder would go on to become not just a mystery, but a phenomenon, reflecting the darkest aspects of the human psyche and the complexities of a city that was, in many ways, a juxtaposition of glamour and grit. In this first segment of our exploration into the Black Dahlia murder, we are confronted with a grim reality of a crime that is as brutal as it is enigmatic, setting the stage for a deep dive into one of the most enduring mysteries of the 20th century. Elizabeth Short, known after her death as the Black Dahlia, was an enigmatic figure whose life and aspirations were tragically cut short. Born in 1924 in Boston, Massachusetts, Short's early life was marked by the Great Depression's hardships and her father's abrupt disappearance and presumed suicide, only to reappear years later. As a young woman, Elizabeth moved to California, drawn by the allure of Hollywood and the promise of a new beginning. She aspired to be an actress, a dream shared by many young women of her time, seeking fame and fortune under the bright lights of the movie capital. However, reality proved to be harsh, and her aspirations met numerous obstacles. In Los Angeles, Elizabeth's life was a series of transient lodgings, menial jobs, and fleeting relationships, despite her striking appearance, characterized by her raven black hair, pale complexion, and captivating smile. Short struggled to find stable work in the film industry. Her life in Hollywood was far from glamorous, marked by socializing in bars and cafes where she sought connections that might lead her to her big break. Her last days remained shrouded in mystery. Elizabeth Short was last seen alive in mid-January 1947, leaving the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Her disappearance led to a frantic search, culminating in the grim discovery of her body in a vacant lot in Leimert Park. The investigation into her murder revealed a complex web of acquaintances, potential lovers, and various contacts within the Hollywood scene, but none led to concrete answers about her final hours. Elizabeth's life in Los Angeles was characterized by instability and hardship, a far cry from the dreams she harbored upon her arrival. The tragic end of Elizabeth Short and the subsequent media frenzy turned her into a symbol of the broken Hollywood dream, her aspirations and struggles overshadowed by the sensationalism of her death. Her story is a poignant reflection of the era's social dynamics, the allure of fame, and the dark realities that often lurked behind the silver screen's glamour. In retracing Elizabeth Short's journey from a hopeful young woman to a tragic figure of the Black Dahlia, we dive into the heart of a story that is as much about the aspirations and vulnerabilities of those drawn to Hollywood as it is about the unsolved mystery of her death. Her narrative provides a somber backdrop to one of the most enigmatic and scrutinized murder cases in American history. The investigation into the brutal murder of Elizabeth Short, the Black Dahlia, was as complex and convoluted as the life she led. The Los Angeles Police Department faced immense pressure to solve the high-profile case, which quickly became a media sensation. The investigation was vast, involving hundreds of officers and leading to the interrogation of over 150 men within the first few months. The early stages of the investigation was focused on Elizabeth's known associates and the last places she was seen alive. The Biltmore Hotel, where she was last spotted, became a central point of inquiry. Detectives scoured her connections from casual acquaintances to intimate partners, hoping to uncover a motive or a witness for her final hours. However, the lack of direct witnesses and concrete leads made the investigation increasingly challenging. Over time, the list of suspects grew, including a range of individuals from her personal life, the underworld of Los Angeles, and even figures like prominent doctors and businessmen. Each suspect brought a new theory to the case, from crimes of passion and jealousy to more calculated acts linked to the city's darker undercurrents. One notable suspect was George Hodel, a wealthy physician with a high IQ and a background in the arts. His own son, Steve Hodel, later posed that his father had the means, motive, and medical knowledge to commit such a crime, though conclusive evidence was never found. Another suspect named Norman Chandler, the publisher of the Los Angeles Times, rumored to have had an affair with Short, though this theory, like many others, remained speculative. The LAPD faced numerous obstacles in the investigation, from the sheer volume of potential leads to the sensationalist media coverage that often hindered police work. The lack of advanced forensic technology at the time also meant that physical evidence was often limited and often inconclusive. As years passed, the Black Dahlia case became cold, with each new lead or suspect fading into the background of Los Angeles's rapidly changing landscape. The fragmented nature of the evidence and the high profile of the case attracted numerous amateur sleuths and conspiracy theorists, each proposing their own solutions to the murder, Yet none could provide the closure that the case so desperately needed. The investigation into Elizabeth Short's murder remains one of the most extensive and frustrating in American criminal history. Despite the dedication of countless hours and resources, the case remains unsolved, with the Black Dahlia murder standing as a haunting testament to the complexities of human behavior and the limitations of justice in the face of profound tragedy. The legacy of the Black Dahlia murder extends far beyond the immediate aftermath of the crime, embedding itself into the cultural fabric of America and remaining one of the most tantalizing unsolved mysteries in the depths of true crime. Decades after Elizabeth Short's murder, the Black Dahlia case continues to fascinate and horrify in equal measure. Its blend of Hollywood glamour, brutal crime, and mysterious circumstances has inspired a multitude of books, films, and television shows, each attempting to shed light on the case and reimagine the details for new audiences. Theories about who killed Elizabeth Short and why abound, ranging from plausible explanations to the wildly speculative. Some theories suggest that Elizabeth's murder was connected to the criminal underworld of Los Angeles, pointing to her alleged associations with known gangsters and shady figures in the nightclub scene. Others propose that her death was the result of a personal vendetta or a botched abortion, common in an era when such procedures were illegal and dangerous. The more sensational theories have linked her death to occult practices, claiming that the precise nature of her mutilation suggests ritualistic elements. Another persistent theory poses involvement by someone within the LAPD, suggesting a cover-up at the highest levels, though concrete evidence remains elusive. The Black Dahlia murder also had a significant impact on the field of criminal investigation and the media's role in such cases. It highlighted the challenges of solving crimes in a high-profile environment saturated with public interest and media involvement. The case underscored the importance of forensic science, which was in the early stages at the time, leading to advancements in crime scene analysis and investigative techniques in subsequent years. Elizabeth Short, as the Black Dahlia, has become a symbol of the dark side of the American dream, representing the perilous intersection of ambition and vulnerability. Her story, though tragic, serves as a cautionary tale about the predatory nature of fame and the fickleness of public attention. The Black Dahlia remains a figure of enduring intrigue, her story a macabre icon of Los Angeles history and American crime lore. In exploring the legacy and theories surrounding the Black Dahlia murder, we confront not only the details of a notorious crime, but also the broader societal and cultural implications. The mystery of who killed Elizabeth Short continues to provoke debate and speculation, ensuring that the Black Dahlia remains a potent symbol of unresolved mystery and the eternal human fascination with the unknown. Thank you for journeying with us into the heart of one of history's most haunting mysteries on Cryptic Dish. As we explored the shadows of Elizabeth Short's life and the unsolved enigma of her death, we dove into a story that continues to captivate and chill to the core. The Black Dahlia murder, wrapped in the allure of old Hollywood, remains an enduring symbol of the dark undercurrents of fame and tragedy. Stay with us. Keep probing the mysteries that lie in the darkness, and join us next time as we unravel more tales from the cryptic side of history. And remember, our quest for understanding the past never ends. Continue to explore with us on our podcast, available on your favorite platform, as we dissect the stories that time cannot erase.